USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors across the country are echoing what the CDC and President Trump said on Friday regarding anyone who leaves their home for any reason during the coronavirus pandemic to wear a mask. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer says,
I encourage everyone to wear some sort of a face covering on those few trips that you need to leave the house. During this time, it's crucial that you only leave your home when absolutely necessary.
Wyoming is one of the few states without stay-at-home orders, and according to Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, he tells Fox News everything's under control.
Well, you can always depend on the people of Wyoming to do the right thing. We do have a state of emergency in Wyoming. Anyone coming into our state, there's a 14-day quarantine. People are staying at home. But remember, the people are spread out here. We only have about 5 people per square mile.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The lockdowns are resulting in horrific surges in domestic violence. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It seems to be happening in most states, but some examples: calls to hotlines in Virginia increased by 76% in that state in March, according to the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance. That group compiles data on shelter services for 65 facilities. A Maryland example: Anne Arundel County Police answered 202 more reports of domestic violence last month than over the same period 1 year earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is optimistic the U.S. economy will snap back if the coronavirus crisis is stabilized very soon. Kudlow speaking outside the White House.
We came into this with a very strong economy, all right? It got interrupted by the virus, if that's the right word.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Crude oil prices are below $20 a barrel, and some analysts believe the prices could fall to below $10 a barrel. The prices are low due to the fact that the coronavirus outbreak has severely dented demand, but according to Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, oil prices are also low because
the reason that the bottom has fallen out of the oil, of the price of oil, which is threatening to bankrupt our oil and gas industry in America, is the lack of world demand, but also a price war between the Saudis and Russia. They're acting like two kids fighting in the back of a minivan. And Saudi Arabians are supposed to be our friends. Instead, they are acting like the tallest hog at the trough, trying to put our people out of business. Now, if it was not for the United States of America, Saudi Arabia would be a province of Iran. We're the only thing standing between them and an Iranian takeover. We have spent trillions of dollars there. We have troops stationed there. And this is what we get in return? They do. But if they don't, I don't think either one of them are going to like what the president does next.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox News. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out online as well at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.